Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, was celebrating his 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. We love having him on the show. We always get smarter when he joins us. We're talking about string theory, folks, a different kind of string theory. We're talking about a great David and Goliath story, how the big company had the slick stuff and the intimidation, and the little company just had a way of building relationships, and how both of them fared. Peter, continue.
Prospects.
Peter, start over. I think we missed your first part there.
Sorry about that. When we were talking a couple of minutes ago, we were talking about prospective customers that maybe you don't want. And there's always going to be customers, prospective customers, who come to us and say, tell me more. But they're not buyers. They're listeners. They accumulate data, but they're not buyers. American Bank gets a lot of those because they do absolutely say more and more and more. Warring Ward's position, their new habit of saying, let me ask you what you want, tends to separate out the wheat from the chaff. A lot of the people who really aren't ready to buy or don't really, all they want is attention, right? They listen to Warring Ward. They realize they have nothing to say to Warring Ward, so they sort of evaporate. Warren Ward does not need to invest hours and hours
right.
and hours finding out that this person is not going to buy.
So their approach to the string actually helps them become more efficient qualifiers of prospects.
Right. It helps them become less frustrated and make more margin mm-hmm. and more revenue overall. Mm-hmm. And as I keep on saying, I don't know about you, but in my business, I don't want more frustration. I want more revenue.
Right.
And so I want happier clients. And if I can help a client be happy, I want to talk to them. If I'm mm-hmm. just going to help them feel they're getting attention, I don't want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the real point to all this, and the message I would want to take home, is that the end of the string that Warring Ward is using here, that gives them more revenue per sales.
Warring Ward is the small company. They're the David. Go ahead.
Yep. Right. The small company. What they're doing, it gives more revenue per presentation and more satisfaction per day, is they're starting their conversations not with how good we are, but they're starting the conversations with what do you value? And in a perfect world, if we could, and then just finish, well, let the customer finish the sentence, what in a perfect world would be best for you? And there's no way they can deliver a perfect world, and the customer knows that. And the customer doesn't expect to get a perfect mm-hmm. world, but the customer would love to be heard. And what we're finding here is that the way to beat Goliath is not to beat on them with a stick, not to have better marketing materials or a slicker presentation. The way to beat Goliath is to sit down with a customer and say, what matters to you? I'm a small business. I can listen to you, and I can try to give you more. What matters to you? It's taking the small business discussion, the individual person-to-person discussion, and using it as an advantage over the big bank.
Would Warring Ward, would a David also at some point in time say, we're a smaller business, we don't have to have all banks' businesses, we are a growing company, we don't have to have everybody, and our approach to things is not for everybody because these are the things that we hold dear. And you talk about the things you just said. Would you ever say something like that?
I say that all the time to people. You don't want 100% of the market usually.
Mm-hmm.
What you want is enough of the market to have a high margin and high satisfaction for your
right.
own business.
We just want the best companies.
And we want the best customers. We want the most fun every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we get the best customers, the most fun from a small number of customers.
Right.
We don't need a zillion customers.
folks,
we need
this,
a handful of great
this
ones.
Is the David and Goliath story, and the David, again, won as to finish the story. Peter, I need you to give us your website and remind folks what you do for your customers.
Oh, of course. You can go to MEYERGRP.com or creating and dominating new markets.com, and you'll find there what I've turned into a library. I've given up on doing the American bank thing on my website. It's a library of presentation materials and articles. Anybody's welcome to use them. And if they can help your business even 1% next month, that's a big win.
And folks,
using string theory, big win.
You can find the articles that we've been talking about always that we talk about there. Please go there. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Peter, thanks again for 16 great years. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, MeyerGroupGRP.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blessingame. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.